Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good morning, everyone, to Preacher Bill and the Gospel Hour message. This morning's message is going to be Allow the Lord to Set You Free. That's the title, and we're going to be reading from Psalm 91. We're going to read the whole chapter. But as always, before we get there, I have a song for you this morning. It's Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. every week I pick a song to try to do so everybody has a chance to come in, get ready, find their place in Scripture. This morning's Scriptures are going to be pretty easy, like I said, because it's going to be out of Psalm 91, and that's where we're going to park and stay. But this is done by true gospel men, and that's just what it says online. But here's the song. It's Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, and I'll be right back, and we'll go through the prayer request. All right, folks, our morning message, like I said, is allowing the Lord to set you free. But before we go there, we're going to go to some prayer requests. I have a prayer request from the Barnes family, Charlie Barnes, which is my youngest brother. His whole family's been dealing with some kind of a virus, and we don't know if it's the flu or not. He didn't say, he just said they were sick, and one of his sons' temperature was really very high. It was over 100 and something. I believe it was 105. It's gone down. He's seeming to be a little better, so I don't know this morning. All I'm asking is that we pray for him, pray for Charlie and his whole family. And there's a lot of others, Rebecca, my daughter down in Connecticut, Rebecca Estrada and Johnny Estrada, and their children aren't feeling well this morning. They're home. They're going to stay home, I guess, and stay in bed this morning. But they don't feel well either. There's a lot going on, around the world. But the flu season is upon us, and they say we're about halfway through it. There's a lot of people that passed because of it, a lot of lives. I saw the news last night, 30-some-odd people supposedly died this season so far from it. So just be careful, folks. Wash your hands when you're out and about, and if you're not feeling well, stay home. Don't share it with the rest of the world. It doesn't do anyone any good, you going out being sick. So even if you're missing church because you don't feel good, that's why I do this show. This message, rather, on Blog Talk Radio is for those that can't get out. This isn't a replacement for church. This isn't a replacement for fellowship. This is a place for you to come to hear the gospel because you couldn't get out to get to church. So, folks, I just want you to know that we're asking for prayer for that. And there's others, folks. We have the prayer request from last week. Sandy Washer's friend Richard with his knee surgery. There was a woman that had cancer she was telling me about. I'm not quite sure what I did with the whole list, but it's there. I'll see if I can find it real quick. Yeah, I don't see it. I don't know right where I put it, but that's not unfound for me. I mean, I go and do stuff. Believe me, I put stuff up and then I can't find it. So that's the problem with using the internet. But please pray for those we know that are sick. You know, there's another situation that I don't know if any of you has paid attention to the news in the last 24 hours or so. But there was a bombing that happened over in Afghanistan. 95 people were killed, and I don't know how many were injured because of a psychotic individual who decided to use a bomb to take a stand. For what? For what, folks? So please pray for the people in this world. There's people that have anger in their hearts that just don't know how to deal with it. And there's a situation. He's angry at the world. If we let anger fester in us, folks, we're never going to be set free. Okay? And that's why I decided that we would try to do this message. I saw something in the past week about the snare and the fowler and how that plays a key role in our life. Okay? So we're going to pray for the message this morning, pray for those that don't feel well, for Sandy's friends, for Richard, for her friend that had cancer. And there's some others, folks, gone down the list. Good grief, I can hardly remember half of them this morning. Pauline Lufkin has a friend that was sick and was going in for heart surgery. There's my friend Joseph, who's been dealing with Joseph Gray, dealing with his hip problems for the last several years. He's been in pain. We should pray for him as well. Folks, pray for me. I'm getting off the internet for a month. I'm going to take off next month, 28 days of February, and stay off of the internet, except to do the Sunday morning message. That's the only reason why I plan on using the internet, to put my music together and come on here and do this message. Outside of that, I'm not doing email. I'm not doing Facebook. I'm not using a cell phone, and I'm going to do my best to stay away from the television, even the evening news, and just read my Bible and go through my study Bibles and try and find a closer walk with the Lord to do better, to bring better gospel and be able to share the word with people. So please pray for me as well. But thank you for being here. God bless you. Thanks for coming out. Lord, I just ask for the prayers for these folks that we've got issues, the health issues, the issues of finances, the issues with trying to deal with situations in homes where people are having broken relationships. Friend stopped by. His name was Jim yesterday. Him and his lady friend have split up, and there's a lot going on with that relationship. So please pray for them that they either figure it out or separate and make a clean break, Lord, without any problems, because there's just too much going on. Lord, thank you for being our Savior, and God bless all those that come out and listen. Thank you for being here, and God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Folks, my message this morning was that we can't be set free. We can't be set free because we have to ask to be set free. You see, the snare of the fowler, if you know what that message is about, the fowler is the hunter. The fowler is the one that sets a trap. He goes out and checks it, and he makes sure that somebody's going to step into it. It's like the bear hunter, you know. If anyone knows anything about hunting bear, a lot of the people that hunt bear use dogs to track them down, right? And they set traps, and their traps are baited. They're baited with donuts and sweet items, because when the bears come out, that's what they first start looking for, and they can smell for, like they say, 20 miles. So they'll go anywhere to find those sweets. Now, it's kind of like us as humans, right? We look for things that are appealing to our heart, our sweet desire, if you will, to go and find things that please us. And then before you know it, we're caught in that trap. And that's the snare, folks. Our sin is our snare. You know, if we're alcoholics, drug addicts, gamblers, promiscuous, have sexual desires, we're not seeking the Lord. We're seeking the things of this world. In fact, I'll give you, for instance, if for me, and I love motorcycles, and the lifestyle was, as far as I'm concerned, one of the greatest moments in my life back when, right? I liked hanging out with biker people. Now, some of that lifestyle, and a good percentage of it, is violent. There's a lot that goes on in that lifestyle that's just not healthy, and it's definitely not Christian. Now, nowadays, I've found some new Christian motorcycle groups that are pretty decent, and they do the Lord's work and things like that, but back then I didn't. Now, if I start hanging around with those that I used to hang around with, it doesn't take long for me to get caught in that snare. You see, the devil uses my desires against me. And it's not just the alcoholic, the drug addict, or the promiscuous one, or the sexual things, or the gambling folks. It's that we go out and we see things and we want them, so we go for them. And there is the snare, folks. So be careful where you go and how you walk in life and what you do in life, because eventually the devil uses it. And then once he catches you, what happens when an animal gets caught in a trap? The first thing that happens is fear. And the pain sets in. And then the animal realizes, I'm caught. And doesn't know what to do. And then it loses control. In fact, they've found animal traps where the animal has actually chewed its own leg off to get away. Because it knows what's coming. It knows that the hunter is coming to take them. And that's what happens with us with the devil. You see, if we allow for our sin to trap us, and it could be a conversation, folks. You could be sitting with people, and all of a sudden you notice they're swearing, they're cussing, they're telling dirty jokes, they're talking dirty. They're saying things that aren't Christ-like. They're anti-Christ in that. Their conversations become anti-Christ, like you hear a lot today about anti-this or anti-that, anti-abortion, anti-Trump, anti-Christian, anti-this. But they never really consider what the anti-Christ part is. Anti-Christ is anything against Christ, anything that shuns Jesus Christ. And the trap is anti-Christ. You get caught in that snare, and before you know it, you're growing uncomfortable. You start thinking, why am I doing this? What's this, you know, why all of a sudden did I decide to go this route? And Lord, help me. If you're a Christian, the first thing you start realizing is, oh my word, what did I do? What was I thinking? How did I get in this trap again? I did it again. And I'm a Christian. And people are going to see this. And I start to feel bad and I start to feel guilt. And that guilt is the Holy Spirit convicting you, saying, why did you do that? You know that's not what you want. It doesn't bring you joy. It doesn't bring you peace. It doesn't bring you any happiness. Heck, I can tell you right now, the short amount of happiness you get, like the bear that finds the bucket of donuts, he finds those donuts and he keeps going back every couple of days, see if there's any more, right? And next thing you know, the hunter's waiting in the tree, or he's waiting up the road around the top of the hill, and he's just waiting for that bear to come back to get those donuts. And the minute he does, bang, bang, folks. Bear's been shot, and he's been taken, and the devil wins. Don't put yourself in that position, folks. Don't put yourself so that you're going towards the feeding trough of evil. You may think, well, I got to do this or I got to do that. How else is a man supposed to survive? How am I supposed to get through this life? Well, you get through this life by reaching out to the Lord and asking him, so Lord, if I can't do this and this is wrong, can you show me the right way? Because the Lord will pull you from the snare. Because, see, that's the other thing. First of all, God does two things. It's something I read this week. He will keep you from the snare, and he will protect you from the snare. We're going to go to chapter 91. Right now it says this. He says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place. What's the secret place? Secret place is your faith in Jesus Christ. You turn to the Lord in your secret place of the Most High, and he shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When you protect yourself with the love of the Lord, he's going to keep you and protect you. Verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Because we can trust in God always. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome he shall deliver thee. He's going to deliver you. He won't even let you get in that trap if you call out to him, if you hide in the dwelling of the secret place. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare, it says. and from the noise and pestilence. That means you won't even deal with any of that. If you turn to the Lord, if you dwell in the secret place, and verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. You see, you're protected. You are covered. You don't even have to worry. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror of night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. You shouldn't have to fear any of these wars or wonders or any of the stuff that's going on around you, because you are protected by the love of Jesus Christ always. The Bible says he shall love thee, he shall protect thee. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid. Don't be afraid. Verse 6, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Don't be afraid of all these things. 1,000 shall fall by thy side, or fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. People will die all around you. You have trust in Jesus Christ. It won't matter what happens, because you're under his protection. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You see, you won't be in that wickedness, but you'll see it. You'll see their suffering if you're protected under the dwelling of the secret place, your faith. Stand firm in Jesus Christ. You'll only see that. You won't suffer it, it says in verse 8. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is what? My refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Amen. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. You see, when you know the name of Jesus Christ, you're protected. When you know the name of Jesus Christ, and I don't mean like the devil knows, because the devil knows Jesus Christ. Oh, he knows every way of Jesus Christ. That's why he's able to put that trap out and you get caught in it. He knows exactly the same thing you know in your heart. He knows how to get your desire to go the wrong way. And the Lord knows how to protect you from it. But you can only be protected if you allow him to protect you. You have to open the door to Jesus Christ in your heart. You have to let him in. You have to let the word dwell in your heart. Verse 15 says this, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Because it's the salvation of Jesus Christ that protects us. We can easily go astray, folks. We can easily go dance around the devil's den and then have all those things the devil makes us think are pleasurable. And when they catch us in the snare, then what? Many will think, well, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong. Oh, you are doing something wrong, and you know what you're doing behind closed doors. The guy who goes and hangs out in the watering holes of life where they drink and they get drunk. And before you know it, the drinking leads to alcohol, drugs, alcoholism, and drug addiction. They know where it's going. They don't see it because it creeps in slowly. You know, there's this story about the frog that, you know, he puts them in the hot water. And they wait for the water to boil. Because you don't put them in there with the water real hot. The frog would jump out. You start it in as it's really slow. And you turn it up. And the frog doesn't even know he's starting to cook. Before he knows it, he can't get out of that water. That's what happens with our life, folks. We get caught in the trap. Oh, it feels comfortable at first. Oh, I'm just having fun with my friends. Don't get in that snare, and then you don't have that problem. Maybe you have all these other sins. Who knows? I don't know. You know them. And you also know what snares that are the snares the devil's using against you. Only you can get out of it. And you can get out of it by turning your back on the life that you're leading, and start living the life that Jesus Christ has set for you, which is written in the Bible, which I've read to you many and many a times over. And ask Jesus, please take the sin away. Take from me the things that cause me to not serve you and serve my selfish needs and myself. Because selfishness and my selfish needs are the desires that the devil trips you up with, especially if what? Verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, especially if you don't have that. If you don't have faith in Jesus Christ to pull you out, if you won't trust the Lord in all that you do, if you won't trust him to give you salvation and get you to heaven, then you're going to serve the devil because you've decided to be the Antichrist, anti-Christian, anti-everything, and you're going to serve yourself. Now, some would say, well, how can you say that, Preacher Bill? I'm not an Antichrist. If you're not with Christ, you're Antichrist. If you're not for Christ, you're Antichrist. Now, it doesn't mean you're the devil. It doesn't mean you're Satan. It means you've made your choice to be against God, against Christ. You've decided to serve Satan by serving yourself. If you're serving Christ and you're doing the right thing, and the right things are happening for you, and the joy is coming, then you can say, I'm a Christian. You can say, I'm doing what the Lord asked me to do, because he blesses me, watches over me, protects me, and shields me, as it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Verse 2. And then it says down further, it says, he shall cover thee, in verse 4, with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Allow the Lord to save you. Allow the Lord to pull you from the trap of this life. This world cares none for you. Listen, even backsliders, even people that are Christians and fall backwards and commit sins can be saved, can go to heaven. Had they called out in the beginning to the Lord and then fall backwards into this foolishness of this world, as a backslider, the Bible even says, if you turn from your wicked ways and come back to me, he'll save you. Why would he say that? You were, if it weren't true that he could save you from your faults that you've had, if you were a sinner, if you had gotten saved and then went backwards and then call back, why would God say that? God says it because he knows that man's flesh is weak, and he knows that we're going to backslide, and he knows that we're going to sin. That's why it says none righteous, no, not one. It also says in the Bible, all have gone astray, and none want to come his way. None want to follow the Lord. But he knows in our heart of hearts, we don't want to serve sin. We have to change. We have to turn from our wicked ways. We have to, listen, we have to do this. We have to, when we know that there's the trap, we know that those desires, if we haven't prayed on them, if we haven't thought on them, if we haven't spent the time with the Lord to learn that those things of the world are no good for us, we're going to fall for the same trick after trick after trick that the devil continues to teach you and let you get sucked in. If you cuss just a little bit, it's still a sin. If you only flirt with the devil, it's still a sin. If you only dance a little bit in the devil's den, you're still in the devil's den. You can't drink pure water if you're putting salt in it. It's no longer pure water. You understand what I'm saying, folks? You know exactly what I mean. Get right with God. Start looking for the right way out. Start looking at your Bible and saying, what can I do to serve the Lord rather than myself? I can't get rid of the hatred in the world. I can't get rid of the anger in the world. I can't get rid of the sins of the world, but I can change my ways. And that's where we start, folks. By my changing my ways, you change in yours. We stay away from those that are walking the wrong path, and they'll see that God's working in your life. You've avoided the snare. You let God take you from that trap. You've allowed the Lord to save you. You do that because you willingly say, all those things that I've done in my past or all those things that I desire that the world offers, that Satan says you can have all these and enjoy life, God won't kill you. Well, there'll come that day when you go there and the Lord says, I don't know thee. As the Bible says clearly, he says, there will be many that will come and say, Lord, Lord, did I not preach your word? Did I not share your gospel? He's going to say, I don't know you, because you don't truly believe. You have believed. Your falseness is that you're a liar. You serve yourself, you serve your selfish needs, and yet you won't even serve me. And what did I say? I said, love one another. If you don't want to be caught in the devil's snare, don't go hang out near the devil's traps. If you want the Lord to save you, get a Bible, read it, understand it, and what you don't understand, ask for help to understand. When I'm preaching, try to use your mind and meditate on the words that I share with you. And then you can say, this is verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Almighty. You want to hide under that shadow of the Almighty and be protected? Only one way you're going to do that. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. Ask him to come into your life and save you. Today is your day, folks. You may not be here tomorrow. Today, something bad could happen. Those 95 people that died in Afghanistan, I'm sure they thought they'd have more time. The Lord does come as a thief in the night, and he will take our lives when he's ready. Thank you for letting me share the gospel with you. I hope that you'll go look up Psalm 91 and read it for yourself. And let the Lord touch your heart. Let the Holy Spirit prick those things in your heart that no longer belong there. And then you change. Then you become the Christian you're supposed to be. Stop being the anti-Christian. I have another song for you. It's by Kenny Holland. Him and his sisters. He has four sisters in this song, by the way. I got to tell you, folks, I was kind of a little bit surprised. I wasn't going to bother with this song, but it came out pretty good. They're pretty darn good. Kenny Holland, Nearer My God to Thee, with his sisters. God bless you, folks. Have a great Sunday. We'll see you next week. Come find me on Facebook, William Preacher Bill Barnes. I'll see you then. Have a great day. God bless you. Wow, I thought I had less time than I did, folks. I'm sorry. But anyways, folks, listen. Next month, I'm going to cut out the electronics part of life for a little bit. The only thing I'm going to do is do this message. I'm going to do all I can to avoid the internet. I'm not going to use my cell phone. I'm going to do what I can not to watch TV or the evening news. That's my challenge for myself, to get back to the Bible and get back to reading scriptures. And the only time I will be on Facebook or on the internet will be to use it to do blog radio and post-blog radio. Outside of that, I have no intentions of being there other than for that purpose. So please pray for me. Pray for my bad back. Pray for those that, like I said, in Afghanistan, for those that are sick. Keep them in your hearts, folks. And when I'm away, please continue to look for those that you can help. Do the right thing. Serve God by helping others and showing your love for others. Thank you for being here, and God bless you. And we'll talk to you again next Sunday. Come find me on Preacher Bill Barnes, William Preacher Bill Barnes over on Facebook. I'll be there for another couple days, and then I'll be gone for a month. Thank you for being here, and God bless you. Have a great day.